Right, that's it. Time up. Okay, well done. And I think we have a winner. All right, there's the first plate. Nothing on that one. Over here. Nothing on that one. But over here, Julie got one. It's quite impressive. However, I think Les got four out, but ate two. Okay.
Come here, Greg.
Right. So if you'd like to take some sweets. You can take a, few more than one. No? Julie, do you want a sweet? Right, do you want to give us a lift to the table again?
Going to what?
Give us a lift. Right, now I need three volunteers for something completely different. Right. Who have we got? I'll have Nathan. I'll have James. And go on, do you want to come up, Lydia? Right, now here, do you want to start in height order? That might make it a bit easier. Who's the tallest? Right, all I'm going to do is just spread out a little bit here. Come here, James. Stand there. Do you want to come there, and you can stay there. Now here, if you take that one, hold that up and show everyone. Hold that up and show everyone. And hold that one up and show everyone. Right. Now, I'm going to come along here. Can you just tell what you're holding up and showing everyone?
A £20 note.
Okay, how do you know it's a £20 note?
Because it says it on the...
Okay, and what's it like? Is it new or old or...
It's just a note.
Okay. And to Nathan, what's your name?
Nathan.
Okay. You looked a bit shocked that I asked you that. Right, so what have you got?
£10 note.
Okay. How do you know it's a £10 note?
Because it says it there.
Okay, that's very good. Do you want to just hold it up like that so people can see it? Right, and what's your name, James?
James.
Okay. Now, what have you got?
£5.
How do you know?
Because it said £5 on the note.
Okay. Anything else gives it away that it's money? Go on.
I don't know.
Okay. Go on. Yep. There are lines in it and stuff that actually, if you hold it up, you'll see it's a real money. And it's got a value to it, hasn't it? You can't go into the shop with this one. Okay. And spend £15, £16, £20 unless you've got this big note here. Same with the 10. You can't spend more than you've got. There is a worth, there's a value on each note. And that value, okay, is on each note. And, you know, you can't do any more than what that says. Unless you put them together, you get a greater value, okay? But just for the one note, that's all you've got. However, if we put the memory verse up, because at kids' church, we like to do memory verses. Hopefully it'll come. I've got colouring sheets here, as I always do. I'm going to leave them on here for at the end. And next week, we'll see who's done the best colouring. So if you adults want to join in, there will be a prize for that. Okay. But the memory verse, anyone tell me, grown-ups might be better than this, than the children. But Romans 12:6, what does that say? I can see someone's looking over here. Anyone tell me what Romans 12:6 says? Is there a hand up over there somewhere? No? We. I can see Les flicking through a Bible, I think. Right, basically it says, We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. Okay? So, basically, you know, these notes are nice and crisp, new. Not really been used before. Do you want to just hold that one up for me? Right. Now, right. Now, someone just said I'm mad. Right. That now, what is it?
Scrumpled.
It's scrumpled, right, okay. So it's a different answer you see now. Anyone else tell me what this is? Go on. Piece of paper. It's still same £5 note I had coming in stereo there. It's like you planned that together. It is, it's still the same £5 note. It may look a bit crinkled and used, but it's still the same £5 note. However, right. If I take the £5 note now, how about that now? I've just drawn some lines on it and some scribbles. What is it now?
A £5 note.
Yeah, it's a £5 note.
Worthless.
It's worthless. So you wouldn't like that? No? See, whatever you do to that £5 note, okay, I could blow my nose in it. I'm not going to, shall I?
Yep.
See, there's a few people saying yes, a few people saying no. Bit green. Right. It's still a £5 note. Okay. But how about now? It's £2.50 each, isn't it? Okay. Now I need another volunteer. Who'd like to volunteer this time? Right. 125? Do you want to come out? Are you good at jigsaws?
Yes.
Right, come on.
Oh,
yeah. Fix the £5 note. Right. There's some sellotape. There's the £5 note. See if you can fix it. All right, you keep holding the memory verse up. Okay. Right. Okay. So, while you fix that, I'll just move on. I don't know if we're going to get it coming up here yet. But, if we look at the notes, these two, if you hold these up, guys, they started out nice, crisp and fresh. And this £5 note, we've just destroyed it a bit, haven't we? It's got scrumpled up, it's been blown on, it's stamped on, it's all sorts have happened to it. It's messed up. But these notes, you could look and say it's a bit like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They were nice, crisp notes, good notes to have. You'd want them in your wallet. Sometimes you get a note when you're in the shops and you're thinking, I'm going to spend that one quick because it's a bit horrible and old and ripped in places. I don't like that. But these ones are like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They're great notes. People always go for the fresher note. But Jesus came into the world, okay, and, you know, he said, he's died on the cross. He's restored us back. He's given us gifts, okay, that we had in the Garden of Eden. He's kind of like restored us back to that state, okay. And this memory verse says here, we each have different gifts, so we each have a different value on our head that God has given us. And we each have a different job to do in his kingdom, okay. Now, if we look in the Bible, if we go to, if anyone's got a Bible, they want to read along to this. Mark 12, 41 to 44. Okay. Anyone tell me what that scripture is going to be talking about? Yeah, it's up on the screen now. Basically, it's the widow's mite. Jesus sat down opposite the place where there were offerings. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put in and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts. Then came along the poor widow, came in and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few pence. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she gave out of her poverty, and she put in everything she had to live on." Who here could say that they would put in to the offering bag going round everything they've got to live on for this week until next time they get paid? It's very hard. I know I'd struggle to do that. Okay, I'm not saying I would do that. I'm saying I'd struggle to do that. But she had a God-given gift. Her value on her was to give that money away. And she was relying on God to provide all her needs. You know, where was she going to leave that place? And where was she going to get anything to eat and drink? How was she going to pay for anything she wanted to do until she next got the next couple of copper coins? We don't know. All we know is she put her trust in God, in Jesus. How are you getting on there? Oh, he's struggling with the sellotape a bit, but it's looking all right. Okay, now if we move on, okay, look at the feeding of the 5,000. There's a few places that we see it in the Bible. Okay, one of the places I'm going to look at, you don't have to turn there, it's quite a long thing to read, but in Mark 6, verses 30 to 44, it talks about Jesus feeding 5,000 people. Okay. Now, the disciples come up to him and say, "Send them away. Let them go and get some food for themselves." But Jesus said, "No, go and get food for them." They argued. Who here would like to go and buy food for 5,000 people? Plus, women and children. Got two hands going up. And I notice it's the kids who are putting their hands up, not the parents. I think it's because the parents know the true value of how much the shop will cost. Okay. However, it says, when you read it, that Jesus sent his disciples out to find food. Now, in some versions, it says that they came back with food, some fish and some bread. But in other versions, you'll find they say a little boy appeared and gave his lunch. Okay, because it's in some books, Joshua's got a little one where it says the boy who gave his lunch away. Which children here, if you're really hungry, would like to give your lunch away? Would you really?
Yeah.
Right, Les, note that down for next kids' church trip. All right, other children over here are doing that. Right, put it back together. Do you want to hold that up over there for us? Okay, so who over here would like to give away their lunch to feed 5,000 people? No? So that little boy, I like the story of being a little boy rather than they just go out and find a bit of bread off that person, a fish off that one, and get together everything that was there. But this little boy who gave his lunch, he gave his lunch to everyone, to Jesus, and he blessed it. God anointed that food and she said, "Share it out to the disciples." Without that food coming forward, no one would have got fed. That little boy fed 5,000 people with only a few bits and Jesus' blessing upon him. Okay, so if we have Jesus' blessing upon us, we can do quite a lot. Now, anyone here heard of Arthur Stace? No? No? Well, Arthur Stace, okay, he was a man who lived from 1884 to 1967. He lived on the streets of Sydney. Okay, he had no home. He couldn't read. He couldn't write. Okay, and what he did was, he heard there was some food at a church, and he went, "Oh, I'm going to go there. I'm going to go and get some food." So off he went to this church over here. And he sits in this church, and inside this church, at the back, there's a few other people who are homeless, and you might know a couple of them. He says, "Look at those guys down the front." I was like, "Yeah, what about them?" He said, "Well, what have they got? They've got something. I want that." And they went, "Well, they know Jesus. They're Christians. And that's what they give out our food." And he just got on his knees and he prayed, "I want God what they've got. And if Jesus, you're real, come into my heart." And from that moment on, his life changed. He still couldn't read, he still couldn't write, but he had Jesus in his heart. Okay, and he went off and he joined a church. Now in this church there was a sermon the guy was going to preach, and he was going out, I think, onto the streets, and some guy shouted at him, "Go and give them hell." And the preacher turned around and said to him, "Don't want to do that. I just wish I could shout eternity from the top of my voice so everyone could hear it. And after that, you know, he left the church, and I've got a little quote that I found on the internet about him. And it said, Stace recalling this day of when he heard this sermon, a guy going out to preach and what he said about the eternity. He said, he repeated himself and kept shouting, eternity, eternity. And his words were ringing through his brain as he left. And he was right, you know, to write eternity. So what did he do? Okay. If something was ringing through your brain over here, what would you kind of do? You'd what?
Sort it out.
Sort it out, okay. Well, yeah, anything over here? Anna? Same again, okay, sort it out. Well, basically, he just went, okay, God, eternity, what should I do? Put his hand in his pocket. Right, he pulled out a piece of chalk. And he bent down, and on the pavement he wrote eternity. If we can have the next slide up. Then you'll see, he went round Sydney. Every few steps, he would write eternity. And it got this... There it is, that's how we would chalk write it. And basically, he would write it on the ground, and off he'd go. A few more steps, bend down, write it again, off he'd go. And he just kept doing it. I reckon it was over a million times he wrote that word in the streets of Sydney. And but he got people thinking, asking, where am I going to spend eternity? And a lot of people came to know Jesus through this. It was like a kind of a little mini revival that happened through this one guy's action. Okay. And if we go on to the next slide, who can tell me what this one is? Sydney. Right. Who can tell me what that one is?
A picture of Sydney Harbour.
Yep. Anyone tell me when it was? You can give me one of two answers.
1983.
Okay, that's a very good guess. Anyone else want to come in with a guess? Any children? Go on, Curtis. 85. Okay, we're getting up. Go on, George. Yeah, I'll take that one. Anyone else give me the other one? No. I don't know why we're living in the 80s again there. Right. So it was for the millennium, as George just said, that when they did the fireworks to come into the year 2000, that was put on the bridge. And they also done it when they'd done the Olympics in Sydney. Okay. 33 years, roughly, after this guy had died, his chalk writing, which is all over the pavement, was put on Sydney Harbour Bridge for the world to see. And again, people were asking the question, not just in Sydney, but around the world. You know, eternity, what about it? Why is eternity on the bridge? And it got people thinking again. Now, you know, what can we give? How can we give to God? If you're at work, school, college, you're retired, you're looking for work, whatever we are, what can we give to God? Okay, on a personal story, I came to join Eden, okay, and I had rules to follow for the youth work I was doing and working with children. Now, from that, I kind of found ways around those rules of, if my housemate's not in, how do I do certain things with some young people that are turning up? Well, I turn my room around in the front room. Instead of the TV being over here by the window, I turned it over there, and I had the PlayStation controllers hanging out the window so they could play the PlayStation and have a chat with me, that I would come around to do anyway if my housemate was there, outside. But the TV's inside. On cold nights, it was great because I was inside just chatting to them through the window. Alright? But some of those young people that came, okay, they went off and became part of a cell group that we did as Eden, and they're now going strong in LCC. And we saw them a few years ago getting baptised here and saying how, just through the little bits me and Abby have done, you know, it's been a blessing and we've kept them going for God. And I've not given up a great deal in that sense. I've just opened up my house. We live as an open house. People who need things come in, and we just look after people. We try and steer them to God. So my question to you is, to the children, what has God given you that you can pass on to others? To you adults as well, what has God given to you that you can pass on? that how can God use you today, from now, to show his gospel? This £5 note, it's full of sellotape now, but it's still a £5 note. The only way you wouldn't be able to put that back together again is if you put it in a shredder, I think. Really mangled it up. And I wouldn't do that. But, do you want to keep that?
Aww.
And that one. Come on. Do you want to give us that one? And that one. Right, I need those ones. Okay. Now, see, we've got one happy chappy here. All right, and three others that are a bit like, what? However, you know, what can we give in our lives today? All right, what can we give? Might just be a piece of chalk in our pocket, like for the guy, it might be a couple of copper coins or a lunch. But what can you give to God to make a difference? Okay. Now, I don't want people putting their hands up. There's a few hands flying up with the kids. But have a think about that, because remember, all right, the £10 note and the £20 note had a greater value than the five. Okay? But it was that person who was a homeless person who made that difference in Sydney. Not saying that some rich person couldn't have made a difference, but God used him. And it, you know, people said he couldn't even write his name. Alright? But to write eternity the way he did is just amazing. Now, children, for next week, kids' church, bring these back in and we'll see who does the best colouring sheet. Okay, because remember, each one of us, right, God's given, you know, a great gift. Okay, and it says, if you carry on reading that, it says a bit more, like, if it's to preach, to teach, if it's to sing, you know, so on. It says things like that. So find your gift. And adults, if you want, take one away. And during the notices next week, I think we'll just ask for adults to hand them up, and the best one will get a prize. Might be a bar of chocolate, might be something else. We don't know yet. Okay? But I don't know how long I was meant to talk for, but that's my end of my little talk. And my hand back over to George. Do you want to go and sit down, guys?